When I heard the news this morning, my heart was broken. And I'm sure you can understand that, and I think when you heard it just a little while ago, that your heart was broken as well. And then after I got past that part, I said, why? You ever say those things when things happen that are out of control? Why? And I have to tell you this morning, I don't know the answer. I don't know anyone who knows the answer. But I do know a God who loves us and cares for us and gave his life for us so that we might have life. And I do know that when I hurt the most, the place for me to go is the scripture. Because it tells us about the relationship that we have with God and that God is always there for us. He cares about us. In our deepest moments of hurt and grief, he cares for us. He's there. Psalm 23 says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I think what God wants EJ and Sandra and Maggie and Wayne and the rest of the family this morning and for us as well is to experience his peace. He said he leads us beside still waters. God has not abandoned us this morning. And even though sometimes it seems like he has, he is still there. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what? I will fear no evil. Why? Because you're with me. We need to remember that every step we take, he's there with us. The Bible says he goes before us, he comes behind us, and he walks with us. But maybe the most important thing about this psalm for me is the last, where it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I have no idea why Henry passed this morning. I know that he was born on Wednesday morning with a heart murmur, and I know that he passed away this morning from cardiac arrest. And I have no idea why those things happen. And I don't think anybody can tell us exactly why those things happen. But I do know that God's in the middle of it. And some of you have experienced those things. And talking to people this morning, they can remember when a child was taken from them. Or a loved one was taken from them. And I will share with you this morning, there is no greater grief that we can experience than when we lose a child. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm grateful this morning that I know where Henry is. Henry's in the presence of Jesus. And he is whole. And he is healthy. What we need to pray about this morning is that EJ and Sandra and the rest of the family can be restored. Not that they can experience God's presence in a way maybe they never have before. I pray that even now that God is wrapping his arms around them and they are able to receive that and drawing him close to himself. And they realize that the one thing that will pull them through this whole thing is their relationship with God. That's all you and I can count on, isn't it? In the midst of all the trouble and trials and all the stuff, our grieving hearts, the one thing that we can absolutely rely on is the presence of God. The one thing that will help us get through all these things is realizing that God loves us and has a plan for us. what I want us to do this morning, and I hope some of you may be uncomfortable, but I want us to get together in smaller groups and pray. If you're not used to that, you don't have to pray. But I want us to get together in small groups of prayer, even where you're seated. You don't have to walk all around the congregation, but I want you to begin to pray for God's presence for that family, for God's healing for that family, for God's strength and encouragement for that family, and for those of you who are in this room who have lost children and other loved ones. As we pray, I'm going to read several scripture verses and one that was mentioned not long ago. Psalm 34. I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. Verse 18 of Psalm 34 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. He is here this morning. He is close by. Let's thank Him for that. So if you would, just in areas around yourself, wherever you are, just gather into small groups and begin to pray. And as I read the scripture this morning, you can add that to your prayer. But we'll come back in a few minutes and do whatever God's leading us to do. So let's get together and pray. Psalm 73, verse 26 says this, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." God is the strength of my heart. Prayers today, Father. Grant to us Your peace and Your mercy, Your love, Your understanding. You are the strength of our hearts today. You're the only wise God. To You be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. I think that we find our help in the Word of God. We find our strength in the Word of God. Psalm 121 says this, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." There's times like this that should drive us to God's feet. It's times like this when we realize that we can't do anything in and of ourselves. That when difficult times come, the only place that we can or should go is in the very presence of God Himself. We realize that we're broken and we can't fix everything. But we know the One who sheds His grace and His mercy on us. I pray that each one of us and the Wolin family and the Mann family will look to You, not just this day, but every day. One of the things that we know for sure is it's not going to get better tomorrow. It's not going to get better for a while. But we serve a God who walks with us. The hymn writer said He talks with us and He tells us that we are His, that we're His own. And we can take solace in that. We can take comfort in that. And we need to. Because that's the only place I know where it can be found. We need to encourage one another. Isaiah 41:10 says this. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's a promise from God, isn't it? That He'll be there. Not only will He be there, but He'll strengthen us. He'll uphold us with His right hand. And sometimes when it seems like these things happen, we believe that we're sinking and there's no stopping it. But it's God who reaches down and who latches onto us and He pulls us up, pulls us close to Himself and lets us know that we're not alone. One of my favorite passages in the Old Testament is found in Isaiah chapter 43. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. It is that relationship with God that gets us through these things. And frankly, I don't know how anyone who doesn't have a relationship with God gets through things like this. I just don't know. Sometimes it's hard enough for us who know the Lord to get through these things. It can be a struggle, and yet, even in our deepest struggle, we know He's there. That He has not abandoned us. He has not forsaken us. He is there for us. And I don't know if this is right or not, but I can remember when our kids were smaller and they'd fall and hurt themselves or do something else and hurt themselves, and they would come running to either mom or dad, mostly to mom. And as they were running to mom, they raised their hands to her. And she would pick them up and love them. That's exactly what God wants to do for us, isn't it? When we face these kind of things, we go running to our Father and we raise our hands to Him, and He picks us up and He loves us as only He can do. Run to Him. Because He alone can deliver. And He promises that He will. I guess it all comes down to a matter of, do we trust Him to be who He says He is? Do we trust Him to do what He says He will do? When peace like a river attends my soul, when sorrows like sea billows roll, goes on to say, it is well with my soul. That's one reason I like hymns, because hymns are the story of a person's experience with God. The hymns are written by people who have a vibrant relationship with God. Great is thy faithfulness. He is always there. He's always faithful. And I think the greatest hymn ever written, and we don't sing it often enough, is a simple child song. Jesus loves me. This I know. Or the Bible tells me so, right? He does. And we know that we can get through anything if we just trust Him, if we just experience the love that He has for us, and that we, if we share that love that He has for us with others. Maggie and her family and EJ and Sandra are going to need an outpouring of your love if they're going to get through this. We are not alone. And sometimes during these times, we want to isolate ourselves, but we can't pull back. We need to move forward, and we need to wrap our arms around them as God is wrapping His arms around us. Does that make sense? Reach out. Matthew chapter 11. Jesus says, beginning verse 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Peace. Comfort. I never understand these things. And we don't need to understand them to minister to someone. We just need to be there. We need to let them know that we're there. It's one of those times when the church has to act like the church. We need to realize that we are more than just individual people coming to worship God. And this is one of those things you all do really well. But even then, I'm going to ask you to kick it up a notch. We are family. And families share with one another. And families encourage one another. And families are there when things get toughest. And sometimes all we need to know is that our family is there. We can send cards. Most importantly, we pray. Ask God to give us an idea of how to minister to that family, how to reach in and help them overcome the grief. I don't know that we can overcome the grief. Let me take that back. Maybe we'll ask God to help us temper the grief. It seems like sometimes we grieve and that gets less over a period of time. But in my own life, I remember when my mother died. And every Mother's Day, I spend some time grieving for my mom. Even though I know exactly where she is, there is no question in my mind that my mother is with Jesus. But that still doesn't take all the hurt away. It gives me assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And one of the things that happens when somebody we love dies, we're there for the family then, but then all of a sudden we begin to move away. Listen, it's not necessarily going to be today or tomorrow they need the most encouragement and love. It might be in a month from now, or 6 months from now, or in a year from now. Don't give up. Don't give up on the family. John chapter 14. Verse 1 says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Isn't that a promise from God? Don't have to be afraid. He just says, believe. Have faith that he will do what he says he will do. John 14:27. Let not your hearts be troubled. Well, I'm going to back up a little bit. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not... excuse me. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. And then we have Romans 8:28. God will work all things together for good to those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. Let's be very clear. It doesn't say that all things are good. Many things are not good. But it does say that God takes all these things and works them together for our good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. All of us in this room have experienced, excuse me again, have experienced things that have broken our hearts and grieved us. But God has taken those situations and he's sewn them together and molded them together to help us become who we are in Christ. I don't ever want to relive any of the things that I've suffered in my life like that. But what I do know is that God has taken each one of those things in my life and he has brought them together. He has woven them together in some kind of a tapestry that represents my life. And I need to realize that even going through these things, I may not see the end of it, but I do know that God's at work. And I do know that the outcome of all these things is my good because God loves me and works these things out for my good. That can be hard sometimes to realize and to trust. But I can tell you this, I trust the Word of God. And I trust who God is and what God can do in my life. And I know that he can do that in yours as well because I trust him, and so do you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort also. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. We go through difficult times and trials so that we learn how God brings comfort into our own lives. And as he does that with us, we can share that same thing with others. As we experience God's love in brand new ways, we can share that same love with other people. Paul says that we need to comfort one another with the comfort with which we've been comforted. It's not one of those things we can hold in. It's one of those things that we let out. We become the vessel of God's love and comfort and grace and mercy. One of the songs I immediately thought about today talks about our relationship with Christ. And I came in and asked Rick if he would play it for us. And graciously, he's agreed to do that. So you'll find the hymn on page 182 of your hymnal as Rick comes and leads us in this song. Let me tell you, even before we sing, this song is absolutely true. What a friend we have in Jesus. Stand with